In the name of Jesus, amen. The problem with Moses is that you tend to think of him only as Saint Moses the lawgiver, the frowning, angry, bearded one who pronounces the thou shalt nots from Mount Sinai. The prophet who demanded that the Israelites drink the burned ashes of the golden calf. And because of that, you think of God the Father as an angry God, a vengeful God, a God who wants to punish sinners. Yet if we are honest with ourselves and consider the whole counsel of God in all of Holy Scripture, another picture of the Almighty emerges. One worthy of your worship, to be sure, but not the vengeful, spiteful, capricious God that so many want to find there. Psalm 90 is the only psalm written by Moses. And coming from his pen, it is surprisingly gospel-centric. So how does that play into its reality as a lament psalm? How may we properly lament our sin and our sinfulness with these words from Moses? By understanding exactly what Moses is praying about here. The proper outcome of praying this psalm is that smug sinners are terrified by the law, and trembling sinners are cheered by the gospel. On Ash Wednesday, the season of Lent begins with the admonition to remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Moses recalls that same lamentable truth that was first spoken to Adam. He knows why we die. We die because of sin. We die because we deserve it. Death is the proper sentence from our just and righteous God. Death, properly understood, is due to God's wrath. It is inevitable. It is a deserved consequence for sin. Oh, but we don't ever want to say that. We can't acknowledge that death is our own fault, our own most grievous fault. So all of humanity lies about it. And we say that death is just a part of life. Humanity runs around trying to convince itself that death isn't real, that it doesn't really mean anything. But it does. It means everything. Luther says that death renders God's most significant act, the creation of human life, insignificant. That death is an affront to creation and a just punishment for sin. God our Father condemns you to death in order to lead you to salvation. So even as God meets you in wrath, he seizes you in mercy. Certainly one fears God, fears in the proper sense, in his majestic glory. The divine majesty on Sinai's peak with the thunder and the lightning and the earthquakes reminded the Israelites of their sin. It made the divine majesty unbearable, and when Moses came down from the mountain glowing, they made him wear a veil. They were frightened of the holiness of a righteous God. yet God our Father judges in order to redeem. Only by seeing his terrifying wrath and death will you humble yourselves before him and then be ready to receive God's grace. So lament your sin, which leads to your death. Lament your sin, which separates you from God. And give thanks in your sorrow for Christ Jesus. Give thanks for the place that Christ Jesus prepared for you, the dwelling place of God. That skene, that tabernacle, that dwelling where the divine majesty dwells in Jesus, the Word made flesh. Moses had to be Moses. He had to fulfill his office as a minister of death and sin and damnation against the stiff-necked Israelites. And so Moses does this because they and you would not fear God unless you saw his wrath first. Yet the Lord God Almighty pours out his wrath not upon you, but upon his Son. Sure, we suffer in this life and we die because of sin. But we don't suffer separation from God Almighty. We don't suffer the flames of hell for eternity. Moses says, "Let your work be shown to your servants and your glorious power to their children." Even then, Moses calls Israel to look to the Messiah, to look to the Christ and his mighty work. From everlasting to everlasting, he is our God. From before time existed until time ends, he is our dwelling place in all generations. He is our home for all of eternity. And so in the embrace of the Almighty God, in the midst of the divine majesty, there in the presence of the majestic glory, we have peace because of Christ Jesus. On Christ's cross, both the horror of sin and the terror of divine wrath are revealed and conquered for the believer. Divine wrath, divine terror, conquered for you. And so you have peace. Teach us, O Lord, he says, to number our days. Remind us of your eternal presence, O Lord. And in the eyes and in the mind of our Lord, our lives flash by in an instant. 70, 80, 90 years, not even a blink on God's time scale. Even so, the favor of the Lord our God is upon us. His salvation lifts us up in our sorrow. The problem with Moses is that we get wrapped up in his law speaking. But Moses speaks sweet, precious gospel too. His holy scripture leads you to God as he wills to be found, as he wants to be known in the crucified Christ. So live your lives knowing the oceanic immensity of the mercy that God gives to his children, rather than being downtrodden by the distress caused by evil, by the fear of his wrath. Sing joyfully with Moses, for God your Father hears your laments, and he is ever merciful to you in Christ Jesus. Amen.